I'm ready to record my first podcast of the day.
We have a healthy workflow, good scheduling, all of this.
The first podcast of the day, especially the first podcast the three of us are making together.
You know, they say the first podcast of the day is the most nutritionally important.
Yeah. You know, they always say, you know, skip the first and last podcast of the day. Just like, really get going on the middle ones.
Coco Chanel always used to say, before you go out, take off two podcast recordings.
Yeah, but she was a Nazi. But
that is true.
But they looked pretty sharp.
That's true.
Nazis looked pretty sharp. Maddie Lipchansky.
No, not in general. Just this one.
Just this one.
In many ways, she kind of defied the norm for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello, everybody. It is the first No Gods, No Mayors you're listening to of 2026, but the last one we're recording in 2025.
Yeah, and did you enjoy our cousin walk? I hope you did.
Yeah, and now it's time for The Hangover. We're all going to watch The Hangover together, so we're not going to do much talking.
Just start the film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this appears to be the logos of the companies that produce the film.
One thing I always like to say is that you can tell how sort of like troubled or easy the production of a film was by the number of those logos.
But sometimes you're just watching a movie and it's like it's just made in Europe, so they have to play 45,000 of them.
Yeah, it was weird that the Luxembourgish Film Fund gave so much of The Hangover's production costs.
This is a Studio Canal production. That's pretty interesting.
Last night was an international co-production avec la participation de Canal Plus.
So, welcome to the Q&A episode. That's right. We didn't want to record an episode on like New Year's Eve or whatever.
I'm barely making any effort. For instance, that's a tweet that I just stole verbatim. I don't even remember from whom.
I'll say, Nova, I removed my poncho because my room got a little hot, but you're in ponchoed. You are reclining.
I am.
You look like you are in bed.
I feel like I may as well be. You know, this is very comfortable.
So, I think for this episode, I'd like to imagine you, the listener. You are beautiful Patreon patron. You, after a long year, and a long New Year's Eve out, you've crawled into bed and the three of us are with you in sleeping caps. We're snuggled up and you look over at us and you think like, what have I always wanted to know about my favorite podcast hosts and their podcast?
What if you wanted to have a real kind of like snuggle session, you know, find out sort of all of our deepest like truths and fears, who we have crushes on. Things of this nature.
The exact date and hour we're going to start estrogen.
Just for example.
Just a bad example.
It would be weird to ask that particular question. I would say it would be weirder for it to comprise about 70% of the questions that we were asked.
You're all really keen. But here's the thing, right?
It's a beautiful thing to witness a new woman sort of being born into the cruel and hostile world.
But in many ways,
you're depriving them of that.
and even better, a man dying.
True.
That's right.
You get both at the same time.
So I'm going to ask the two of you. I've divided the questions I've chosen to go with. Some of them are composite questions because we've been asked the same question a few times. Or it's different versions of the same question a few times.
I got to be honest. You guys, you're so bad at asking questions. Functionally, from a functional perspective, you asked us three questions. You spoke in three voices and you asked us three questions.
Like three Dalton, Illinois.
I've categorized them into four. And one is the show / mayors in general. Two is what if you were mayor? Three is what is a mayor, and four is miscellaneous. So, just between the two of you, I'm going to alternate. Nova, why don't you pick a category?
Oh my God, what is this? Jeopardy? Give me the double. You are mayors. I would like to ask the questions of you are mayors.
Okay, so you are the mayor of a medium-sized city in any country.
Should you say who asked the question?
Excuse me. This is from Hank.
Yeah, thank you, Hank.
This is from Hank Venture. You are the mayor of you are very Batman. So you are the mayor of a medium-sized city of any country. You have just become embattled. What scam or scheme were you running that led you to become embattled?
I was using city resources to brew bathtub HRT and then sell it for profit as a kind of like that one kind of Brazilian who does it with a like anime girls on the boxes. Mm-hmm. That's what I would be doing with my medium-sized city. Is all of the resources of medium-sized city would be diverted into like bathtub estrogen manufacture.
You've used eminent domain to like seize what used to be an oil refinery.
Yeah, people are like, why doesn't the water municipal water system work anymore? And also, why do I have tits now? And the answer is because we've replaced the useless water in those pipes with beautiful estradiol valerate.
We noticed that the water, like the not refining, like the water, whatever, the sanitation, the big plant, big tanks kind of look like tits. Mm-hmm. And so we've decided
everyone's skin is so soft.
Mm-hmm. Hey, go touch one of your fellow citizens.
Wool poncho sales are up, up, up.
There was a tweet by a completely unwitting, lightly woke, like center-left institute that said, in all earnestness, and I think about this often, politics must be feminized by force if necessary. And that's my platform.
Yeah, the city police, they have not been disarmed, but their guns have been replaced with blow darts. And in the blow darts, your first dose.
Yeah, we had an officer involved transitioning.
Hear me out. It's exactly the same as the shootout scene from Heat, but
okay,
they have estradiol dart guns.
You know, we actually got like real transsexuals advising them on how to like move and manipulate everything. So
when Val Kilmer reloads her gun, she uses the flat of her hand.
Yeah, Val Kilmer would be a beautiful name for a girl. For me, the juice is the juice.
That's right.
The estradiol is the juice.
Yeah, for many of us. That reminds me, I got to do my shot, which I said I would do, and then I didn't. I said I would do it, and I didn't do it. I think for me, my scandal that embattles me is one of the ones where you are giving out preferential treatment for gifts. Ooh. because I love hoops. So, you know, I am, you know, like at courtside for the Knicks or the Liberty constantly. And those are my contractor
Maddie,
friends.
I'm going to interrupt you here. You're the mayor of a medium-sized city.
You're courtside at a medium-sized city's basketball team.
I'm courtside at the fucking...
You're courtside at the Jazz.
I'm trying to think of a... I'm going to say, let's say Portland. They have a WNBA team, I believe now. So they're getting one. So yeah, we're there. I'm courtside.
You're in the big fur coat from American Gangster.
I'm in a huge fur coat. I'm also running a scheme. And I'm getting a lot of shoes. I think I want to be one of those mayors that like gets a lot of shoes.
Imelda Mayorkos? That's something. It's something that stunned you into silence, but it's something.
I like that.
Oh, you're mad at me, huh?
No, I'm the opposite. I'm having a great time.
Riley's bumping her arms. So it's the first episode of the year. I'm just going to start using she, her for Riley, and I'm going to see if she corrects me.
Do you want to tell the story about your wife misgendering Riley?
Yeah.
I don't even know what direction that goes in anymore.
So exactly. That's step one. So the other day, apparently, it was a dinner with some friends that I missed due to some circumstances, but my friend and wife Jaya, wife and friend of the show, my wife Jaya, was out at dinner with some mutual friends who I do not think any of them know you personally, Riley, but they were asking about the status of the bit. Uh-huh. And Jaya mentioned you and said he while talking about you. Uh-huh. Which I'm sorry you had to hear that just now, baby girl. But she said he while talking about you, and apparently everyone at the table, cis and trans, all made a face.
Politics must be feminized. I'm sorry.
By force if necessary.
It's run too long. You're getting she, her pronouns coercively assigned.
I was getting she, her a lot in the questions. I'm going to be honest with you all.
that tracks.
Yeah.
Well, Riley, does it feel nice?
Neutral.
Okay. What's your scam?
Oh, maybe? I've thought about this all day. My scam would come from not a place of wanting to be a scam. I would initially try to do good because I would be like the city of St. Catharines in Southern Ontario is going to get into the winery business. We are going to have a municipally owned people's winery that's going to produce top quality.
Basically the same as mine. We're looking at a city's infrastructure and being like, yeah, you could make and transport a lot of liquids with this. Yeah. And we're just using it for useless drinking water.
Just different liquids.
Riley's doing Ralph Klein thought, where it's like, well, there should be a wine bar with small plates.
Like just a different kind of alcoholic. No, I'd want to have like a municipally owned vineyard, but then anytime anything would go wrong, I'd be like, okay, we need to hire, there's been a frost, we need to hire extra workers to like clip. Okay, I guess take from the education budget? I don't know. And then it would just all fall apart because I was doing everything I could to prop up the vineyard.
You're playing that tabletop role-playing game. You're playing that tabletop winemaking game. You're playing viticulture.
I have viticulture. I own viticulture.